Hey everyone, it's time for your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist, and your host for this program. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. Regrets, rules, and revelation. These are the three R's I'm going to talk about today. The first two are the ones we want to say no to, and the third is that vital solution that allows us to move forward with more freedom and joy toward and in our divine purpose, that life that is right. That's the fourth R. I like to tell myself I regret nothing. But as much as that's the viewpoint I think is healthy and valid, I find that I still end up looking back at times, either feeling I made a wrong decision or went a wrong direction or that someone or something else has been lost that would have been pleasing and good. Of course, I hear this from others as well. It's human nature, I think, to ponder the past with a sense of loss and longing. But we can allow a revelation of this new moment and our spiritual journey as a remedy to this negative emotion and the path it might take us down. Regrets pile up, and all we can see is what didn't happen. And that obscures the good that did go on. And it also just keeps us looking over our shoulder when that really makes it very difficult to walk forward. Have you ever tried that? Walking forward while you're looking over your shoulder doesn't go so well. The revealed reality is that your past does not define you, but neither does it need to be negated as entirely meaningless or unimportant. The fact is, we're on a spiritual course, not a material set of circumstances. The things that seem to happen to us aren't wrong or mistakes. What they are were the best we knew at the time, based on where and who we were at that time and where and who others were as well. The qualities we're discovering, the love we were sharing and receiving, the things we're learning about ourselves and others are always progressive. There's no loss in progress. There's only a forward motion, one idea building on another to bring us to where we are. We don't really want it any other way. Our past experience can't mar our present lives unless we look at those experiences as capable of harming us and allow our thoughts to continue to invest those moments with a power to damage this moment. Because in truth, they really can't. And again, what went on in our earlier years, by our own doing or by another's actions or whatever, they're experiences. They only have the quality of what they were in that time. And today, they have what we take away from them, which isn't really loss at all, it's gain. So, you fell in love. Things didn't go well between you and the other person. Things were said or done, and you went your separate ways. Today, there's still this lingering sense of regret. If I had said this, if he had done that. But you didn't, and he didn't. And it isn't really a loss. It was a product of where you and he were. What was gained? Well, maybe love was expressed. Strength was gained. A clearer sense of yourself, what you desire. Maybe a deepening quest for love at its truest. It's more natural. So maybe there was a friendship in that taught you something and that you were able to share good ideas and have fun. The gain exceeds the loss, and what we want is not what we missed. We want what is right. And if it were right, as a wise teacher once told me, if it's right, you can't fail to have it. If it's wrong, there's no way it can really be yours. That's a divine principle. And that's God's divine purpose for you. And God is, I really want to remind you, God is love. He wants good. I also want to talk a little bit about the second R I brought up, rules. And what I'm talking about here is a certain way of thinking about what life is supposed to be. Society parades certain norms in front of us, the rules for life, and what makes it complete. So our Western culture in this day and age espouses a good job where one advances and is comfortable financially, a marriage or a settled relationship of some kind, kids probably, a house, you know, the list goes on in that way. But these are really arbitrary rules, not the laws of life. Another culture might find a completely different path to be the norm, the desired, and the pursued. So the rules are not a beacon for us to lead us to ourselves and to joy. They're a possible scenario that may or may not suit us. And these so-called rules are not worth our obsessing over if they're not spiritually progressing us. And so when we look at life and say, that didn't happen, and now I've not gotten to that high and perfect point, you know what we're actually saying is, I didn't reach completeness. But if completeness means that some human scenario means we're done, that we've gotten all we're going to get, that we're at our finished spot with marriage and kids, good job, or whatever that image is, then aren't we kind of saying it's over? What does that mean? It doesn't mean living. It doesn't mean life. It means end and limit and finiteness, really. So the revelation we apply so beautifully here is that life is going on progressively and that we're journeying spiritually in it. We don't need to regret because life is going to continually unfurl new gain, not loss. Being open to God's image of what our life must look like today and then tomorrow and then beyond that allows us to get out of the box that feels disappointed and into the vast and open sky of possibilities. There's no done and perfect human experience to achieve. There's life to live, and that's good. Growth is good. Growth means we're living. And looking at our experiences with the discerning eye of one that isn't mourning, but just reflecting on what's transpired, we can see that the various aspects of our past life along the way are really not regrettable. There's spots of light and learning. We're spurred forward by good intentions, by a need to know better, by an honest hope. And they all lead us to being who we are right now. And you are right now a jewel that's shined up by the good stuff and even made more beautifully faceted by the abrasive things. And that makes you a much better reflector of divinity in your own very unique and right way. Your life is like no one else's. It suits you. And it's expanding before you. Let it be free of regrets and rules and full of that ongoing revelation. Hope that's helpful. I'm still reflecting on it myself. I'd be happy to chat with you more if I can, if you have anything you want to share, if I can help you discover your divine purpose and live it as freely as I know you deserve to. You can reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Or check out my website, beingfreenow.com, and that has more information there about me and what I do. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next week.